Vayter and Shasper and Daf Yud Beis, picking up on the top of the page, first word, and the idea of kiboles. What's kiboles, you ask? I'm glad you asked. So we started discussing this a little bit yesterday. There's two different ways of hiring someone. Either you're hiring someone, you say, here, I want you to work this day and get this done over this day, right? So here you go, I'm paying you for this day. Or I say, I'm paying you to get the job done, and it's at a particular time. In which case, if it's not a particular time, you pick the times whenever you want, which in theory, if it's a guy, can include Shabbos, Yontif, Chol HaMoed, right? So that is going to be the discussion is going to come up. Even when you have a kiboles, are there any sort of limitations as per when they're allowed to work for you or not allowed to work for you? So let's jump into the Heilige Gemude. Says the Gemara Mishmol, Mekabli kiboles, betoch atchum, aser, chutz atchum, mutter. Even though it's up to them to get it done whenever they want to get it done, they're not allowed to do it in the tchum if it's on Shabbos, if it's on Yontif, if it's on Chol HaMoed. This is going to be a problem to do such an idea inside of the tchum. Outside of the tchum is not going to be a problem. Now Rashi points out that we have a Gemara that in Shabbos, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis Ches, that says about giving over your clothing to a laundromat to get done on Erev Shabbos. How are you allowed to do that? Even if it's in the tchum, the answer is because that's the kibisa nachri midilo minkar. It's something which is not recognizable. And therefore, we're not worried people are going to think that you hired that person that day. But something which is recognizable, right? Someone says you work on your house. So if your house is in the tchum, everybody knows that it's your house. Work on your car. Everyone knows it's your car. And then something which is minkar, and therefore it's also because of chashad that people are going to be choshed you that maybe you hired this person today, even though technically even they're allowed to be doing it, even in the tchum, but this is an extra idea that you're not allowed to do it, lest people think that you're doing something which is not okay. Comes along, Rav Papa, Amar Rav Papa, Vafil Chutz Tchum, even if it's out of the Tchum, Lo Amar Nela, Deleka, Masa, Demikav, Elasim, that we only say it's okay if there's not a town which is next to that town. In other words, you live in town A, in town, you want, and the guy's going to do it in town B. But it's not next, let's say differently. You live in town A, and the guy's going to do it in town D, which is far away. But there's another town which is next to town E, which is Yidden over there. In such a case, Lomin El Deleka Master de Mikrav Lahasim, which is close to it. Aval Ika Master de Mikrav Lahasim, Aser. But if there's a town which is next to it, then it's going to also be Vaiter, it's going to be Aser. Rashi says, Osam Palm Nacham Asurim, the Inu Yada, Dahani, Nacher Avdile Malacha, V'Amri B'Shapsayavlu. People are going to be worried. They know what's going on, even if they don't live in your town, and they're going to be Choshed you. Aser, Dahami, Ayom Yavlu, look at this thing you gave them the money that day to do the job. Amar Masharshe says, "V'chilek amasim mikravel ha'asim nami." Even though there's no town there, nami lo amran ella b'shabbosim tomim. When is it true that it's okay to do it? Only on Shabbos and Yontif if there's no town that's next to it. The lo shchiach inshi da'azil ha'asim because people don't go there on Shabbos and Yontif. It's out of the tchum. It's not going to be able to get there. Aber b'chol shamoid the shchiach inshi da'azli va'azil ha'asim. But in chol hamoed where people are, you know, taking their chol hamoed trips, the machin a picture, the machin a hamish for shine. So in such a case, they're going to come over there. If it's going to be aser, we're going to see it. Then be choshed. My zucha, remember, because in other words, work on Chol HaMoed. My zucha berei. The Rav Nachman banu le'abdina mikabli kibolas chutz tchum. Of zucha, my zucha, he built a beautiful, nice, lavish home. And he got a kibolas and he did a chutz tchum. Ikla Rav Safar of Huna Bar Chinana. V'lo olu gabe. They went to visit, but they wouldn't go inside the house. V'ikad army hunami lo olu gabe. And some say even he himself didn't go into the house. Aye, what's the problem? Why not? V'amar Shmuel makabe kibolos b'tochat chum aser chutz chum as mutter. Why can't he do it? Answer is Adam Chashuv Shani, because he's the Adam Chashuv. He's a chushuv of a person. And people are gonna, you know, they should hold themselves to a higher respect, higher esteem, higher levels, stringencies. Even though maybe it should be, it's okay technically. You don't want people to learn the wrong thing from him. V'ikadami some say siyua. He gave them Tevin. He helped them out. Rashi show you know some Tevin Lamalacha Dahol. Since he helped them out, therefore it should be Aser. Rav Chama Sharilahu La Vungari de Beirish Galuse. Lemeavad lehu avidta bechol demoada. He allowed, he permitted the amvungere. These are Rashi says mesadri shulchanos, ones that deal with the tables, that fix up the tables of the race galusa of the great sage. Lemeavad lehu avidta bechol demoada. He allowed them to do their work. If you have a table that broke, he allowed them to fix it. Amar kiven he said kiven da agalo shikashokshi. They didn't actually take any money, but rather sharshuyehu deka mesharshule. Rashi explains that revich ba'alma kadesu dasam. They were allowed to eat there. They didn't get money for, but they got money, they brought it eat, not considered malach over here, and therefore he allowed him to do it. But less than this is not a problem. Tana Rabbana, Rabbanan. Mekabel kibolos b'moed lasos l'acher moed. Rashi's nosin l'nachir lasos l'acher moed. You're allowed to go ahead and set up this kibolos shtickel to be done after the moed. You can have a discussion on chol moed. Uve moed aser. But to actually do the work on chol moed itself, that would be a problem. You can't set up to do it on chol moed. Kol shadavar, what's a klal? Kol shehu ose, anything he can do, omen l'nachiv ose. You can tell a guy to go and do it. Kol sheino ose, if you can't do it, ain't omen l'nachiv ose, you can't tell a guy to go and do it. Tanya yidach, we have another braisa. Mikabim kibolos b'moed la'sos l'achar moed. You're allowed to go ahead, says a braisa, and you can set up this kibolos, this situation for them to do the work with a guy on chol moed, in order for them to do the work after the moed. As long as you don't start measuring and weighing out and counting like you do during the weekday. That already is going to be too much. That's too much. Can't do that. Tana Rabbanan, ein marbiyin behema b'chol shemoyed. You can't go ahead and take an animal and bring them upon another animal. In other words, take the male animal and bring it upon a female animal in order to have them have some sort of relationship. Okay, on chol hamoyed. Rashi says mishum da'avir melacha b'chol shemoyed. Ein marbiyin ein achuch zena behema b'vien aleh zocher. Can't hold it. Hold the female and bring the male on top of it. Similarly, this is another halacha having to do with the bechor, and a bechor is the animal that we go and give to the kohen, and psulim mikdashim, these are karbonos which get some sort of mum, which you're allowed to be podet, but even though you're allowed to be podet, it still retains some level of kedusha. Rashi says, you're not allowed to go ahead and do any malacha with it. So you're not allowed to be involved with that. Tanya Nach another Braisa. Ain Marbiyan Behima Bechol Shemoid. You can't go ahead and bring the animal upon another animal in Cholomoid. Rabbi Hudomer, he says, Chamora Shetava, but if you have a Chamora, a female donkey that gets, that Tava means wants to have this relationship, is looking for it, then Marbiyan Allah Zachar, we allow that to happen. Word, because if you don't do that, she shouldn't become cold, shouldn't cool down, or she's not going to want to have the relationships anymore, and that could be a loss. Ushar kol behemus, the rest of animals, besides a female donkey, machnisu nasal b'karis, you're allowed to go ahead and bring them into the b'karis. Rashi says, makom shesham behemos, where the animals are, v'hi rovas, me'atzo, and let her take care of business by herself. You don't have to help her out. Tana rabbanan, e'midayrin, lo b'shabas, lo yom tovim, lo b'chol shel moed. Midayrin is when you go ahead and you set up some sort of enclosure that the animals will go hang out over there, and then they're going to what? Use the loo, the loo is a john, use the water closet. And Rashi says, they're going to go and put zevel, and it's going to manure, they're going to manureize the field. You can't start setting up pens for them to go there in order to do that. Not on Shabbos, not on Yontov, and not on Cholomoid. But if they come by themselves, they start to do that, then this is Nishkin a problem. If they come to do it by themselves, a mutter, that's going to be okay. You're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to help them. You're not allowed to bring them from one place to another. Rashi says, "V'em misayin v'son l'behema lovo b'sada olim nachrim." Or let's say they're goyim, nachrim him, not the animals, but there's a guy that brings their animals. Ain misayin l'hem asiyan. You can't bring them there in order to help me. Makom l'makom kedusha tisav al kol asada feel b'bayin masin. Even they come by themselves, you can't help them out. V'ein mosin l'hem shomer l'nar son. You can't bring them a shomer to guard. Rashi says, "Lishmor." You go and im nachrim him. Let's say goyim go and bring their animals on your field. You're not allowed to go ahead and now say, okay, this is not a problem, and let me give them a guard to watch their sheep, and then we're good to go. You're not allowed to do such a thing because they have to do their own type of work. But haya schir Shabbos, schir Chodesh, schir Shana, schir Shavua. But let's say this guy was someone that you hired weekly, monthly, yearly, or even shmitaly, you know, for 7 years. Masayin Osan, you're allowed to go ahead, you're allowed to help. You can't give the shomer. If the guy bringing their animals there, they're working for you, is in kibolas, a week, month, year, shmita, etc., then you can we allow him to do this. You're allowed on Shabbos and Yontif, Cholomoid, and then you're allowed to help him with the shomer. When, but only on Chol HaMoed, you let him with the Shomer. Mosel Hem Shomer Lenayr Son, then it's okay. Rabbi Omer, he qualifies and he says a little bit differently. He extends, he says, B'Shabbos B'Tova, B'Yom Tov B'Mizonos, B'Moed B'Schar. When it comes to Shabbos, you can do it L'Tova, it's mean for free, Chinam, Rashi says. And Yom Tov, he's allowed to do it in order to get food, you can give him food. And Chol HaMoed, you're allowed to even do it for pay. The boy Beskai, even go ahead and you're allowed to pay him for doing that. I'm Rabbi Yosef, Hilchasa, Kirebi. The halacha goes like Rabbi, like we just said now. Beautiful. Up to the next Heilige Mishnah. We had a Mishnah that we spoke about last time when we were dealing with the deal of olive oil. And there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, what are you allowed to do with it if a person comes in Avel or if something happens. Now we have a similar machlokas with when it comes to wine. V'chein, says the Mishnah, shahoya yeino b'socha bor. Now what does it mean b'socha bor? They used to have a wine press where they would press out the grapes and then the wine would come down out into this big bor, and then from that bor, from that pit, they would then take and they would bottle up. So the question is, let's say saying never ever evil, the person became an ovel, we know he's not allowed to do malach when he's an ovel. Or ones, it became some sort of ones, something came out in his way. Now the ovel we said is talking about there any time of year. The ones is talking about you did it right before the holiday, and then what happened was the holiday approached and he wasn't able to do it. What now it becomes on the holiday itself. Oshi too, or let's say he got tricked, like what does that mean that we saw? That means that his workers didn't show up, they said they're going to, they didn't. Then what do you do? Zola v'kom v'gav kedarko. You got to do everything. You got to pour it. You got to seal it. You got to do it in the kedarko like the regular way. Div Rabbi Yo. Whoa. See, same thing you said when it came to olive oil. Rabbi Hudomer says, Osel olimud mishil shelo yavavachmi. It's you're allowed to take these pieces of wood and block it off in a way that it can cover it over so it doesn't get messed up, but you're not allowed to go and seal it up in a regular, normal way. That is the same way that Rabbi said when it came to the oil. Utsvicha says the Gemara, you need to have both cases. Diashmina Kamaisa, who just brought the case of the oil, then Bahikama Rabbi Yossi, maybe only the Rabbi Yossi said it, Mishum de Mishcha Nafish Pseida, because it's going to be a big loss. Rashi says, Yakir Vika Pseida Pseida, very expensive. There's a big loss if you don't go and close it off. When it comes to wine, Galonafish Pseida, it's not such a big deal. It's a loss, man. It's the biggest loss. Maybe Maskin Rabbi Huda, you're not allowed to do it the regular way. You're not allowed to be Zole Vigaf Mamish. You have to make this temporary thing where you close it off. Viashmina Basrai said, we said the second case. By the wine. And we wouldn't have said by the oil, by Hikam Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe that's the only case Rabbi Yehuda says. They have to do it in a way which is very temporary. When it comes to the oil, which is a bigger loss, even more the Rabbi Yossi be masking to him. Therefore, Tzricha, we need to be in both cases to say that. No, Rabbi Yossi says it by both cases. Rabbi Yehuda says his opinion in both cases. Who's the one who says, then when it's the davar avid, you have to make some sort of shinoi. We saw this mentioned already before. Now we're seeing it again. The low carb Yossi, it's clear in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to do everything the regular way. Amar Rav Yosef comes along Rabbi Yosef and he says, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is a Rabbi Yossi. You're allowed to do everything karagil. Boi my name may Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. The came and asked a question of Nachman Yitzchak. Ma'u l'misha chavisa d'shicha b'chol d'moedah. What about when it comes to a barrel of beer? Are you allowed to go and seal it off on halamoed? Rash says, "Lug of the chavis to go and seal it off." Armelui says, "Sinai Amar Aluch Rabbi Yosef." What do you mean? Sinai said, "Mean who? Sinai is Rav Yosef." Rav Yosef already said that you're allowed to go ahead and do this. Mosef Rashi brings down the Gemara Brachas Samach Dal. It says how you current the Rav Yosef. Shaya Bucky Bebrisos Harbi. He was a big Bucky in all these bises. Everybody's called Sinai. So he said, "Aluch is Rav Yosef." So what's your question? No, he says, "Amar Dam Rav Yosef." But Chamer, where did Rav Yosef speak up? He was talking when it comes to Chamer, when it comes to wine. But that's very expensive. But Shechem Yomer, does he say the same halacha when it comes to Shechem, when it comes to Shechem, when it comes to beer? Chamra, time of my, what would the, I just said the same thing? No, yeah, the Gemara says it. Chamra, time of my, so what's the reason? Mishum, don't know if it's paid because it's a big loss. Shechanami is supposed to say that beer will also be lost. Amar Abaye, as Abaye says, Amar li aim, my mama told me. Now, like we know, what does it mean when she says, my mama? He's not talking about his actual mother. She died, but the one who raised him says, "Bar shis save v'shaya, v'bar t'mane v'loshaya." It's better to have, if you have a barrel of wine, which is 6 saw that's sealed, than have one that's 8 saw, which is not sealed. So clearly this is some sort of loss, therefore we can cover it over. Amar Rav Chama Bar Guyamar, Rav, Hilchus Moed, Kehilchus Kusim Ba'alacha. The halachas of Moed, of Chol Moed, Rashi says, or like the halachas of Kusim, Damrina and Hecha de Ichzik, because Lichzik, whether we're Machzik, whether we're strengthened, the Gemara says, Chulin Dav Dalet, the Kusim are very, very Machmir, and certain things are Machmir, and other things are not, they're not at all. So don't think you draw a parallel from one to the next. Same idea over here. Hilchas Moed, Kilchas Kusim, halacha, don't start to draw parallels. The Mai Hilchasa, what's the Lamaisa of this statement? I'm Rav Daniel Barkatin, I'm Rav, Lomar Shehein Akuros, to come and say, it's coming to tell us, you should say that they are akurus. Akurus meaning they are barren. Rashi says, Ke'isha akar, like a woman can't have children. She'ein la adam mimena pri, alugufa, the only thing you have is her herself, and not children. Ve'ein la medus zu mizu, you can't learn one from the next. The same thing over here. Dharma Shmuel, Zovsin, kusin. Want to see Rashi Kadosh. Hold on. Ve'in lamedim zumizu. De'ema kishem shezumutaris kach zumutaris. This is mutar that's mutarzo. Come on, kusim. Ve'lo aminan ki echid machzik b'hai machzik. Don't think just like by kusim. They're not machzik with one. They're not with another. Don't think you can say, oh, they say this. If it's that. Rather, Ella lo yalfe hani mihani. Can't learn one from the next. Damar Shmuel, zovsin kusa ve'in zovsin chavisa. He says you're allowed to go ahead and be zofes a kuzisa. Kuzisa is a jug, a smaller container. You're allowed to go ahead and smear the inside of it to make sure that it's going to be strong and mighty. Rav Dimi Minardamar. Oh, so what does that mean? You're allowed to do a jug, but not a barrel. Smaller, but not a bigger one. Rav Dimi Minardamar, he says, Zosin Chavisa, Vein Zosin Chusa. He says the opposite. You're allowed to do a barrel, but you're not allowed to do a jug. Chayush, Mar Chayush Apseida. One of them is Choshesh for Apseida, of a big loss, and therefore it lets you do the barrel, not the jug. That's going to be a big loss. Mar Chayush Atircha. Therefore, you're allowed to do a small one, not a big one, because it's going to be a Tircha to do a bigger one. Amar Abaya comes in. He says, Naktinan. What we got, we have a Masorah, Hilchos Moed, Kilchos Shabbos. The halachos of Chol Moed are similar to those of the halachos of Shabbos. In what way, you ask? Beep, turn the page. Yud Beis Mabeis, Yesh Be'en Pater Avol Aser, V'yesh Be'en Mutter Lechatchila. There are some things that are Pater Avol Aser, meaning you're not going to be chayav for doing such a thing, but it's Aser to do. And some of them are Mutter Lechatchila, that'll do even Lechatchila. Rashi even explains, you look at the top there, Yesh Be'en Pater Avol Aser, V'hadu Ketani Ein Zofsin. You're not allowed to go ahead and do this. That's aser lameyavad lechatchila, but the eved lo havi chayiv. You're not going to be chayiv if he did it. V'hatu ketani zovsin, he says to do it. Havi mutter lechatchila. It could be done even lechatchila. So we find these ideas. Yesh me'en patavas v'yishem mutter lechatchila. Rav Huna chatzta lechatzada b'moada. Rav Huna, he had his people go and harvest stuff. Rashi says liktzor. Rav Huna yesh lo mal yochal hava. He had what to eat, so why did he matir to go ahead and do the harvesting on Chol Hamoed? Eisei Rabba Rav Huna, the Rav Huna, comes in Rabba by Rav Huna, and he came to his tate. He says, okay, tochen kem Chol Hamoed, the Tzor Chol Hamoed. You're allowed to go ahead and be tochen. You can grind up grain in order to go to flour in Chol Hamoed if you need it. V'shalol Tzor Chol Hamoed, also, but it's not for the necessary for the moed, then it's a problem. You're not allowed to go and do it. So what's going on over here? Davrish Avid B'moed, Mutalas is Moed. Something is going to be lost out if you don't do it, so you could do it on the Moed. But Davrish Eino Avid B'moed, Aser, something's not going to be lost if you leave it. Well, then it's not a problem. B'medim Ramurim, B'tlushim Nakaka. What are we talking about over here? This is talking about something that is disconnected from the ground. Avam Chubel Lakaka, this is qualifying that idea. If you leave it over, B'chubel Lakaka, Afilu Kulu Avid Aser, even if it's something which ever totally lost out, you can lose the whole thing, it's still going to be aser. V'im ein lo mayochal, if you don't have what to eat, to kotzer ma'aser v'dash v'zoro b'or tochen, you can do everything you need to do. You can cut it down, you can gather it up, you can do winnowing, and you could do borer, you could grind it, and whatever you need. Uvat shalo yadush b'paros, as long as you don't do it using a par, you don't use a cow to come and do that. But nonetheless, what do we say? If you don't have what to eat, then you can do these things. You have what to eat, so what's going on that you're allowing this to be done? So Amalei says back to him, Ma'itaya de kinder. Ichidai, that price you just brought, that's going according to the Das Yachid. V'lo Svirlan Kavasei, we don't hold like that. Das Yachid, the Tanya, what's going to brisa? Kalal Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Mishum Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon says a klal in the name of Rabbi Yossi. Dover atolish menekaka, something that is not attached to the ground. I feel the mitzvah of it, even if some of it's going to be lost. Mutter, you can go ahead and you're allowed to go ahead and deal with it. On Chol Hamoed, if I'm a chubel the karka, it's attached to the ground. I feel a kulo of it, even if all it's going to be lost. Oh, so you're not allowed to go and do such a thing. Who's that? That is Rav Yossi. We don't paskin like that, so therefore I'm allowed to do this. Says Rav Yossi, it's just a side note. It doesn't really make sense. How could it be Rav Yossi? If you're Rav Yossi, you understand me of a purpose. Let him also use his par. Let him use his cow to do this, because we know Rav Yossi says you don't have to make any shinoi. Hadam Rav Yitzchak Bar Abba, man tana shinoi b'moed b'davar avid. Whose owner says you have to make some sort of difference? The look Rav Yossi, clearly there's another Rav Yossi, says you don't have to make any difference. So clearly this can't be Rav Yossi, and therefore maybe it's not a das yachid, and therefore you should be going like it. Has Gemara Amar L'cha, he would say back, Hachanami, nope. It is Rav Yossi. This actually is Rav Yossi. Kevan the chol yom alav paros daishi hardanami l'shinoihu lav shinoihu. He's talking about the case of the cow. Don't use a cow, not because you should make a shinoi, but because you normally wouldn't use a cow to do these things, and therefore don't use it now, because then that would be the actual shinoi to use it. Rashi says ki daishi below paros in the place where they don't do the olam Rav Yossi. It is Rav Yossi. He v'had the aser b'paros mishum da'af shemilsi. It's making noise. It's something that's out of ordinary, and we don't just do that regularly. But nonetheless, you're allowed to do what his tata was doing. Tana Rabban on another Braisa. Tochen b'moyd, the tzarech ha-moyd. You'll have to do tochen, grind up on chalamoyd for the sake of the moyd itself. Fishal tzarech ha-moyd also, but it's not for the moyd. You can't do it. Vim tochen v'hoser, and if you actually did do it, you grind up. And you have stuff that's left over afterwards. Hareza mutter, that is mutter. You let it go and use the stuff that's left over. Rashi says, la'ochel achler moed. You can leave it till after the moed. It's not a problem. Ah, you're not allowed to do things on the moed for after the moed. You didn't do it for after the moed. You did it for the moed. You have leftover and use it for after the moed. Kotzitzin, you're allowed to go and you can cut down eitzim b'moed, the tzarech ha-moed. You can cut down parts of a tree if you need some of the wood. Rashi brings down, most of Rashi brings minimum chubber. It's even talking about stuff that's even attached. If it's for the tzarech ha-moed, if it's a little tzarech ha-moed, also if it's not for the moed, you can't do it. You can do it all moed for not the moed. Vim cuts it for hoser. If you happen to do it for the moed and you're left over, hareza a mutter, then you're allowed to go ahead and you could use it. Matilin sheikha b'moed, the tzarech ha-moed. You can go ahead and you can make beer on chol ha-moed for the moed. Right, on Chol HaMoed itself. V'shol HaTzarech HaMoed also, but you can't do it if it's not for the beer, for Chol HaMoed. Vim Hitav also, if you didn't, you had left over, Harei Zemotu, you can even have it after Chol HaMoed, not a problem, even to do it now. Uvad Shelo Ya'arim, as long as you're not doing Harama. Rashi says, Shelo Yasa Harbe V'yomer, you did a ton, you're like, oh, it's HaTzarech HaMoed, and Yose, U'meskavin Kidei Sheishtayer La'achar HaMoed, and you really had a mind, you can have left over after the Moed. So that's, you can't pull any trick, no tricks, no shticks. It works out that way, it's fine, you can't dafka do that way. Says Gemara, meaning, but we have a bit of a contradiction because we know that it says in the Braisa, Matil and Sheikha b'moed l'tzarech ha-moed. You're allowed to go ahead and you can make beer on Chol HaMoed for the moed. V'shalo l'tzarech ha-moed, aser, do v'shalo l'tzarech ha-moed is a problem. And we're talking about Echad Sheikha tamar v'echad Sheikha tz'orim. Whether you're talking about beer that's made out of dates or made deer that's made out of barley, you can do either one of these things. V'afal b'sheish lo yashan, and even if you already have old beer that's ready there, it's ready to go, you're still allowed to go ahead and make new one. Marim v'shosim and a chadash, he can go and do this shtickle Torah and end up having the new one. So really, you didn't need it. You end up making the new one for the fact that you need it. You end up drinking from the new one to show that, see, I really need it, even though you have old one over there. So you're allowed to pull this little harama, says the Gemara, Tanayi. This is a machlokes tanoim. The Tanya we learned in a braisa. Ein marim bikach. You're not allowed to do the shtick. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mariman. He says, no, you are allowed to do it. You're allowed to pull the shtick. Okay, story time. Rav chatzta le chatzada b'chol demoida. Rav, he went ahead and he was doing kotzer. They did kotzer for his stuff on Chol HaMoed, like we spoke about already. Shama Shmuel Ikbid. Shmuel heard about this and he got very upset. He was frustrated at such an action. Lema Shmuel ki chidasi, really. He wanted to say that Shmuel holds like the das yachid of Rav Yossi, they're not allowed to do it. He says, no, not that he holds of him. Rather, chatsada dechite hava de lo hava pusset. It was from a wheat type of stuff that wouldn't have been any sort of loss if you leave it over there. So therefore, there was no tzarech to do it now, and that's why he was upset about it. V'rav, my time, so why did he do it in the first place? Because ain't lo ma'yochal hava. He didn't have what to eat. So he was doing because he didn't have what to eat. Shmuel lo simur kameh, and Shmuel didn't know that. He didn't know that Rav didn't have what to eat. Since he didn't know, that's why he's upset. Rashi says lo omru lo. They didn't tell him to lo havelim ayochol. He didn't have what to eat. That's why he's upset. If he would have known, he wouldn't have been upset. Inam, another answer. Adam chashiv shiny. Even if you don't have what to eat, find another way and not to do something that people are going to go and see you. Rashi says Rav lo havelim lemei avadachi. I feel in lo mayochal. And like we said, obviously can't die. But let him go ahead and do something else. Rashi, most of Rashi brings some Shabbos and Ksuvas here. Says Shaharo so Shehu Mekil. Someone says that he's Mekil Omed Umekil Yoser. He's going to be even more Mekil. So that's why he's upset because he's Adam Chashav. He shouldn't have done it. We're going to see a few different ideas about Adam Chashav over here. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia Nafik B'Chumer Sad Medosha. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, he went out and he was wearing a ring. That nafak rashes b'chutzav Shabbos, the chumrus of the medusha tabasi shel mateches chosamos shel almog. He had a ring that was made out of metal, and the chosam of it, the actual signature is a signet ring shel almog is made of some sort of metal, some sort of wood. Anyway, so he went out v'ishti maya da'achim kafla arma, and he drank water that was heated up from a non-Jew. And Shama Rabbi Ami Ikbid, Rabbi Ami heard about this and he got upset. So Amar of Yosef, my time, Ikbid, why did he get upset? Imi Shum Chomer said the Medusha of the fact that he had the signet ring and that he's wearing and he's worried maybe, you know, it's Shabbos and he shouldn't be wearing it because it's Shabbos. Hey, we learned this, my friends. Throwback to Shabbos. Hatani, we learned in a ha shirin v'anizam v'atabos harein kikola kelim etalim b'chatzer. All these different types of things are things that can be worn in the chatzer. They have these things wearing the hair and nose ring and rings. Harein kikola kelim etalim b'chatzer. They'll be there. So what's the pshat? Why is he upset about the fact that he's wearing this ring? It shouldn't be any problem. Moshe Rashi from Maseches Shabbos Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis says, "Harein kachol lekelim etanu b'chatzer and afa pisha asa letzeis behem lorshes harabim kedaminu meperek b'me isha yotza a gezira dilma shalfa machvia miu toris kli aleim." It's still considered a kli. Umut letatul and shalok kederech malbush. You're allowed actually be metatulit. So what's the problem? And if you're worried about the fact that you drink water that was heated up by a guy, ha'amar kfeil armah means like a chef, like a chosh of a person, chosh of a guy who right does it. Ha'amar of Shmuel bar Yitzchak amar Rav calling a chalas kamoshu chay, anything can be eaten raw. Ain bo mishum bishul enachem. There's no problem with bishul akum in such a case. In which case, so what if he heats it up? He doesn't heat it up. Water can be drinking in both ways, drinking. And so therefore, what would be the problem? The answer is Adam Chashev Shani. He's Adam Chashev. People are going to see him walking out with the ring and going with the water and the thing. They're going to come to make mistakes. They're going to think he could do other things also. And don't behave like that. Rashi says, Yeshul lahachmir al atzmo. Yosef, v'lo avalein l'mepek, l'chumir sad medusha, v'lo l'meshe maya, d'alchem k'fil anach. He shouldn't have done these two things. And it's like the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Rav. The halacha is, kotitz adam dekel b'moed, a person can cut down a palm tree on chalamoid. Afa b'shenu tzarech elin nesosilu. Even all they need is the sawdust that comes from it. Rashi says the Nesoros says eitzim dakim shenofel min hachaticha, the small pieces that come off of a piece, right? So the sawdust. Light alei Abaye. Abaye cursed him. Ooh, baby. If anyone would go ahead, follow this halacha, that's bad news. Vaiter story time. Rav Ashi aveli abba b'shlanya. Rav Ashi had a forest. Rashi says Ava is a forest, a yar, b'shlanya is perish shema ir. Klomer hayelu yar ba'osamakam. He had a forest in that location. Ozel mitzil b'choldemo, that he went down to go cut the tree in cholamoid, because he wanted to get from them, he wanted to use the sawdust. Amrele Rav Shila b'shlanya l'rav Ashi, Rav Shila b'shlanya said to Rav Ashi, my daitach, what's pshat? The comer of Chanan al Merav must be because you hold like Rav Chanan says in the name of Rav that kotzitz adam deka b'moid afal pish enu tzarech elu netzarech shelo. You're allowed to do this even though you don't need the sawdust. But halait al Abaye cursed the person that does such a thing. So Amalei says back to him, lo shmieli. He says I didn't know that. Klomar lo svirali, meaning I'm not maskim. Not maskim with that with his psak. Ishtamet narga boy lemitzi lashake. So Rav Ashi, who wasn't masking him to it, he went on his business and he went to go and cut it down. And when he was doing it, was going basically going against the way Abaye said, the axe came out of his hand and it almost cut off his leg. Shafke v'hadar v'asa. He's like, okay. Rashi says shafke la'ava. The low cut stay b'moed. Shehirgish mishum da'avar adav Abaye. Enough for the naga. He felt because he went against Abaye, that's why the thing slipped and he put himself in a dangerous matzav. And he was like, okay, you know what? I'm not messing. I'm going to stop doing this. Rav Yehuda shor lemekar kitna. Rav Yehuda said a person's allowed to go ahead and megar meyakar. You can let it uproot kitna flax. Rashi says becholamoid. Talking about on cholamoid. Ula mikta kshusa, and you're allowed to cut hops. That's the stuff to make beer. Ula meyakar shumshimi, and to uproot shumshimi, which is a type of plant on cholamoid. Amalei by the Rav Yosef bishlam a kitna chazi lechafifa. I understand you can go. The first one that we said was the kitna, which is the flax. You're allowed to do it because you could use it to cover something. Right? Rashi says lechafifa lechasas bo meichel could go to enim. You can go and use it to cover things over for the moid. Kishusa chazi l'shicha. I need to have the hops to make beer. Elashum shemi l'may chazi. What do you have these plants? Why you let it uproot them on cholamoid? What's pshat? They can't be used. And these type of things, the shimshini, they had seeds, but you have to wait until it's totally dry. And therefore, it's not going to work until after cholamoid. And therefore, you did something on cholamoid, which isn't for the moid. What's going on? Says Gemara, Chazi l'naizi d'isbu. L'naizi means, come on, n'ziyasa d'shichon n'ziyasa l'garnim d'isbu. They have these small little seeds. V'shumshim d'chazi l'mevabu mishcha. You actually could make something out of it. They had seeds in there that are already dried out, and that can be used right away, and therefore you're allowed to go and take even the ones that are not going to be used along with it. Rabbi Yanai Havelei Hahu Pardesa, he had an orchard. And Damata Zimli Chudut Cholamoida, and it came, was the time of Cholamoid. Katfe, and he went ahead and he took from the stuff that was in the, he started taking off the stuff in the vineyard. So they figured, oh, very good. Must be allowed to do that. Now, the reason he did it is because it was going to be a davar avid. He was going to lose out. L'shana, the next year, shayyua kula amla pardesai l'chol ha-moed. Everyone left over the stuff to do and do their harvest on chol ha-moed. And that clearly you're not allowed to do. But they saw the Rav do it. So they saw Rav Yana do it. They thought it's okay. Afker Rav Yana l'pardesai hushaita Rav Yana, in order to do tshuva for what he did, he was mafker his entire field to give it over to the aniyim. And he didn't take anything from it because he did it. Rashi says, Mishum da'al yado ha-yotakala, because through him that happened, la'olma, the show, ad-chol ha-mod, v'katfi, everyone waited until then. Therefore, he decided, oh gosh, I have to do tshuva, and he left it out in a way that he shouldn't gain from it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.